snow outside, and I swear it's 9 below.
Well, when it's super cold outside, many of us are making food to warm us up on the inside. Things like soups and stews and chili. We're going to share some ideas and get some advice on making some hot, hearty, cold weather foods this hour. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 23rd. We are happy to welcome back to the show the author of The Cooking Mom Cookbook. Amy Hanton has a new cookbook out now, too, The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. And she has shared with us a number of recipes for different kinds of chili and soup that you might want to try tonight or sometime soon. The Tuscan white bean soup looks like my next project, and we will welcome your questions and your recommendations. What soups hit the spot for you? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Amy Hanton writes the Cooking Mom Cookbooks and is the host of the Lifestyle Cooking Show, Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. Oh, my goodness. Brr.
You know, cold out there. Yeah, it's going to be balmy today compared to yesterday, but it's still really cold. High temperatures today only in the single digits to about the low to mid-teens. So a day when some chili is definitely going to hit the spot, I think.
For sure. Soup's on in my house. In fact, it was so cold, my dog's looking at me like, you know, I love going out normally, but I'm not sure if I really want to go out today. I think staying inside is nice and cozy. So, yeah, soup is the word for sure. And, you know, I love soup. I remember watching my grandmother chop onions and celery and carrots, and my mom makes a killer chicken noodle soup. And a lot of soup recipes, Joy, are like kind of an all-day deal where they take their good old time. So I, especially in my second cookbook, I really got it. I kept listening to people who bought the first cookbook and said, you know, I love your recipes because they're real. I'm not a chef. I'm a real mom, working mom in the trenches, just trying to get dinner on the table for my family. So they said, you know, I like your recipes because I can do this. I can get the groceries right at the regular grocery store. I don't have to go to the gourmet food grocery store, and they're quick and easy. So I, for this new cookbook, tried to come up with soup recipes that you can actually get on the table in 15 to 20 minutes. So they don't have to be an all-day deal, but they're fantastic. So a lot of shortcuts, a lot of great flavor, but you can actually come home from work and whip up soup in, you know, in less than half
that's,
an hour.
That is good to know. You know, I bought my first real slow cooker just this weekend. but one of the things that I ran into is that I had to figure out, I know people do it for convenience. Hey, you can chop this up in the morning, and then when you come home, it's ready to go. But when I leave in the morning, I don't feel like chopping up my vegetables. And I ended up not making the soup until yesterday. I got home in the afternoon, and I put all my, it was a vegetable barley soup, and I put all my ingredients into the slow cooker, but still a minimum of 4 to 5 hours, you know, before that was going to be done. So I haven't even tried it yet. It's going to be ready though when I go home for lunch today. But you like slow cookers too, don't you?
I call my slow cooker my new BFF. I'm sorry, my friend Susan has been replaced. and again, it had to find a way. As my kids got older, there were a lot of after school activities. My daughter's a dancer. Sometimes she does not get home from her dance lessons until 8:30 at night. And so I was finding myself, you know, going out to eat late at night, or for her, driving through fast food restaurants. And it really adds up. And I thought, this is not working. So I've got to figure out a way where I can get, you know, have a nice dinner when we come home late at night. And the slow cooker, I grew up with one. We had one as a kid, but just hadn't used it in a while. And about 5-10 years ago, I started using that baby, and I use it all the time. And you kind of do have to get in the habit of it. I tell people, get up 5 minutes earlier, throw it all in there. In fact, in both my cookbooks, there's actually a chapter in the cookbook full of slow cooker recipes called Throw It in the Slow Cooker, because that's all you do. Not a lot of chopping. the chopping, if you can get it done the night before, so you don't have to mess with that the morning of, but seriously, get up 5 minutes earlier, dump it all in there, throw it in there, put the lid on it, out the door you go to do your thing. You come home after a long day, 8-10 hours later, the house smells amazing, and dinner is done. And you kind of have a good feeling when you're out running around those kids with errands and practices. You're like, I got it under control, because when I walk in the house, you know, dinner's going to be done. So it's, yeah, you got to get in the habit of it, but I promise you, Joy, you're going to like it. I'll get you my cookbook, and my stuff's easy. You can do it.
Oh, and thank you very much for that. Just that little tip itself, just maybe prepare the chopping the night before, but and so I can just have to dump it in there the morning
right.
of.
Right.
But I also like to, you know, just make a pot of soup on the stove, too, if I hadn't made a lot of plans. And you're saying you've got a lot of recipes that I can do quickly, too, which I like this. What about this Tuscan white bean soup? That looks good.
I knew you'd like that one. I have all of a sudden fallen in love with beans. They're so good for you. Again, going back to where, you know, the old days where you buy the bag of beans and, you know, you have to mm-hmm. soak them and cook them for hours and hours. And that's wonderful. If you've got the time to do that, you go. But I just don't. So my kids are starting to like beans, too. It was one of those things where if I make a pot of chili, they pick out every little bean and push it over to the side. And now they're getting it, and they don't pick them out. And, in fact, they say, you know, hey, you know, go for it. Throw beans, different types of beans. There's so many great beans out there. So this Tuscan bean soup is actually really good for you, and it uses 3 cans of Great Northern or white cannellini beans. Either one will work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really cheap, too, which is another thing. I mean, we're all watching our pennies these days. Some recipes can be really expensive, not mine. So these cans of beans are like $1 a piece. So you get 3 15-ounce cans of beans. I start by sautéing a little onion, carrot, and celery, which I really find is the base for so many great soup recipes, in a little bit of olive oil. So get your soup kettle, and that was my best ever wedding present. Somebody gave me a fabulous soup kettle when I was married 20-some years ago, and I still use that. It's got a lot of love in that kettle. So get yourself a great soup kettle, you know, a nice big one, and saute the onions, carrots, and celery for just, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, just totally start to get a little soft, a little salt and pepper. And then I dice up, just start dumping in the rest of the ingredients. Throw in your cans of beans, a diced tomato. This time of year, you could also use a canned diced tomato. Just drain the juice. A little bit of garlic in there to saute with those vegetables, salt and pepper. And then you can use vegetable stock or chicken stock, about 8 to 10 cups. Let that simmer for a little bit. You can also throw in, another thing I like to throw in some of my soup recipes, a handful or two of fresh spinach. It really is nice in this recipe. You don't have to. But again, it adds really great, you know, not only flavor, but it's just iron and really, really good for you. And it, you know, for people who don't do spinach, once it's in a soup, spinach or kale in a soup, you're really, you know, not tasting it, and it adds great color too. So this soup, like I say, it's a quickie, 15-20 minutes. You can kind of use a potato masher if you want to mash up those beans a little bit, and that'll thicken the soup. And then I love to finish it with a little bit of fresh chopped rosemary. That makes this soup. Just really does. That's kind of that Tuscan part of it. A little bit of crusty French bread for dipping, and maybe I'll go for it. A little bit of grated fresh Parmesan cheese over the top, and wow, you've got a killer soup recipe. Really good, pretty much guilt-free with just the beans, olive oil, just that little bit of cheese on top. But you don't have to do that. You can leave that off, and it's like a love in a bowl.
Oh, does that sound good? Perfect, quick, and healthy, and warm on a cold winter day. We are talking about foods that we like to make when it's cold outside, and focusing in on soups and stews and different kinds of chili. What's your favorite go-to cold weather food? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. What kind of soup is on at your house? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be a partly cloudy day in the state of Wisconsin with some scattered flurries. High temperatures from 8 degrees in the north to, say, 14 in the south. Coming up a little bit later here on the Ideas Network, it's At Issue with Ben Marins after 3 o'clock. How likely are you to give someone a second chance after they've wronged you? That's the topic after 3 o'clock this afternoon. Forgiveness. Right now, we are talking about soups and stews and chilies, and we are wondering what's for dinner at your house. What soup is on? 1-800-642-1234. Let's share some favorite soups and stews and chili recipes. And if you have some questions, Amy Hanton is here to help you out. She is author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook. She's a blogger and host of the Lifestyle Cooking Show, Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. Her new cookbook is The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. We will be also sharing some recipes we have already, but we'll share more on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so you can share some there as well if you'd like. And we also have a link to Amy's website, which also has lots of great recipes. Let's talk a little bit about chili, Amy. There is, there's so many different kinds of chili, but they all kind of have the same basic building blocks.
I love chili. Mm. I think chili is, it's hearty. It really can fill you up. It's great for game day. I think a really fun way to entertain Joy is to do a chili party or a soup party where everyone brings a different crock pot full of their chili, and you set it all up on your kitchen island or your table and do all the chili fixings, sour cream and shredded cheese and chopped scallions, black olives, jalapeno peppers, so everybody can kind of put on what they want. I think it's just a lot of fun. We do a big chili kind of a cook-off at work, Fox 11, every year, and everyone looks forward to it, and then we all pick the winner, and, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, some of the basics for chili are obviously chili powder, and now there are so many great, spice stores where you can really get different chili powders, more gourmet chili powder. Some of them have chocolate and cinnamon, so you can really take things to the next level. Cumin is also that wonderful smoky taste that a lot of times I'll put in my chili. Chili also can be a very quick fix. It's one of those deals where you can come home from work and brown up some ground beef or ground turkey, or I do a wonderful white chicken chili, and you can get it done in about 20 minutes or less. We talked about beans. Beans are wonderful for you. Try some different beans in your chili rather than just the kidney beans. Try black beans. We love pinto beans in my family. So you can experiment and have some fun with that. A couple of fun chili recipes for you, Joy. I do what's called a ranch chili. My kids love ranch dressing. I mean, who doesn't love ranch? So I do a quickie that is 2 pounds of ground beef. I brown that up with some onion and green pepper. If you don't like ground green pepper, you can leave it out. Some people don't. And then I do 1 packet of dry ranch dressing mix, just the dry mix. Throw that in there with the ground beef. It really gives it some great flavor. It's got like garlic and lots of great ingredients in there, so it really flavors up that beef nicely. And then I do 1 packet of your favorite chili seasoning mix, a big can of crushed tomatoes, a big can of diced tomatoes, so you've got the crushed tomatoes, but it's a little chunky with diced tomatoes, 14-ounce can of tomato sauce, 2 cans of chili beans, which also have great flavor. You don't need to drain or rinse those. In a lot of recipes, you need to drain and rinse the beans, and that's one more step. Chili beans actually are beans that have great chili seasoning right in there, so you dump the whole can in there. And this is a fun thing to do. It's optional, a splash of beer. So you let that all simmer together for about 15, 20 minutes, and chili's on. And then, as I said, serve it with your favorite fixings. I got to have a little shredded cheddar cheese on my chili. And I also think that chili sometimes is best the next day. So if you are having people over for like Super Bowl, you can make the chili a day or two ahead, have it in your refrigerator, and then heat it up in your slow cooker when it comes to game time. I think sometimes magic happens in the refrigerator and all those flavors really come together. Same with spaghetti sauce. So that's a good tip if it comes to making chili and you're having people over. Go ahead and make it the day or two ahead.
Yeah, I've noticed that when I've had leftovers. I was like, wow, this is better than yesterday.
Exactly.
But the ranch dressing, though, you actually taste that little bit of that ranch flavor in there.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't overpower it, but it just adds some nice, quick flavor. Again, I'm all about quick and easy. So instead of, you know, having to hand chop the garlic and parsley and things like that, that's just one of my tips and secrets to making chili quick with a lot of great flavors. Throw in a packet of dry ranch dressing.
Yeah, I love it. It sounds wonderful. And I know you also do one with, you shared a recipe with us for white chicken. How different is that than your traditional chili?
This is another winner. Sometimes I love chili, but chili doesn't love me, if you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
the beans.
And the tomato acid base sometimes, can upset your stomach. So I love chili. I really do. I do. I've found a way to, you know, eat chili all the time, and that's a white chicken chili. So good for you and actually very, very healthy. You won't believe this recipe. It's that quick and easy. My first cookbook, I had a white chicken chili recipe that I loved. And I thought, you know, how can I get the same flavors but make it even easier? So in the second cookbook, I'm counting the ingredients here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ingredients. So anybody can do this one. I start with one of those big jars, 48-ounce jars of Great Northern beans that I've drained. Or you can do 3 to 4 cans of Great Northern beans and drain them. Whatever, either one will work. 2 to 3 cooked chicken breasts that you've diced or shredded. So that's something, again, I do a big cooking day on a Sunday where, let's say, chicken is kind of my theme of the week. So I'll roast up maybe 15 chicken breasts at the same time.
Wow.
And I have a secret way to do that. And then use that chicken in different recipes throughout the week. So, or you can do a rotisserie chicken that you just pick up from the grocery store and shred that up. So basically, I've got the Great Northern beans, 2 to 3 chicken breasts cooked, diced, or shredded, 3 to 4 cups of chicken stock, 1 jar, a 16-ounce jar, a thick and chunky salsa, and then cumin, 2 teaspoons of cumin, or even a little more if you like it, a little bit more smoky, that smoky flavor. Simmer that together for 15, 20 minutes. Serve it with your favorite chili fixing, sour cream, chopped cilantro, maybe a little bit of fresh lime juice, again, some shredded cheese. I love crushed Fritos on top of this. Are just amazing. And there you go. The easiest ever. The name of it is Way Too Easy White Chicken Chili. People can't believe how easy it is, and it is just delicious.
It sounds like it. We'll be sure to post as many of these recipes as we can on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So check that out. Post your own if you'd like to share. And call us and tell us what are some of your favorite soups and chilies and foods that you like to eat when it's cold outside. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Amy Hanton. She is author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook and the Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories Cookbook. And she's sharing with us some of her secrets to making great chili and soups and stews. Gerald in Iola recommends using a pressure cooker when you're making soup. He says you can make your beans, throw in your veggies and your meat, and have a wonderful soup in just a half an hour. Have you ever done the pressure cooker, Amy?
I just got one because people have been telling me about them. I was always scared. You hear these stories that, you know, they blow up on you. And I think that those were ones back in the day. So I just actually got one recently, and I can't wait to do some cooking with it. People do swear by it, and it is another way to speed up the cooking process. Meats that, you know, maybe take hours in the slow cooker or in the oven that need to braise, tougher cuts of meat like pork roast or chuck roast, people say that, you know, you can do it as your caller mentioned, just a fraction of the time. So I can't wait to do some experimenting with things. We'll talk about that another time, and I'll let you know how it goes.
Oh, good. Yeah, and I was going to say, a lot of your recipes only take a half an hour or so anyway, but not if you have to have one of those tougher pieces of meat. Joe in Watertown called in, couldn't stay on the line, and he says he loves to make gazpacho, but that's a cold soup, isn't it, Amy?
It is, and so I do love the gazpacho in the summer, but no, not this week, not
no,
for sure.
No, not at all. I saw that you shared a recipe this morning from your Facebook page for a pizza soup. Is that what it sounds like? It tastes like pizza.
It is so fun. I'm always trying to come up with fun soup recipes. Mm-hmm. My mission and my goal is to get families back to the table again and make dinner fun. I think we've gotten away from eating family dinners, and so I'm just trying to bring them back. I know that can't happen every night of the mm-hmm. week, but, man, if you can just make it happen a couple times a week and make it fun when the kids come home from school and they say, hey, what's for dinner tonight, Mom? Watch them light up when you say, pizza soup.
Right.
So I love pizza. My kids love pizza, so I thought, well, you know, let's do pizza soup. It's so quick and easy. Everybody loves it, and it just puts a smile on your face. Starts out with 1 pound of ground beef, and you brown that up with a little bit of salt and pepper. Then I use 2 cans of tomato soup, just condensed tomato soup. You can even buy the generic brands. Dump that in there with the ground beef. 2 cups of water, 1 jar of your favorite spaghetti or marinara sauce. Again, whatever's on sale. Doesn't have to be the expensive stuff. A little bit of oregano, which is that seasoning that we find a lot on top of pizza, so about a teaspoon of that. You heat that all together, turn down the heat, and then you stir in shredded mozzarella cheese, a cup or so of that, and then that cheese gets kind of all melty in there. And then I serve this pizza soup in bowls with, again, the very in thing right now, very much on trend, is what you're putting on top of your soup and what you're putting on top of your chili. So not just serving a bowl of soup, but serving some fun things to garnish on top. So for the pizza soup, I say you can put out different bowls with the kids' favorite or your favorite pizza topping. So in this case, an extra shredded mozzarella cheese to sprinkle on the top, maybe some diced up pepperoni, some thinly sliced or diced mushrooms, some diced green pepper, black olives, maybe a little bit of chopped onion. Pizza goldfish crackers are really fun to sprinkle on top of the soup. And then, of course, you got to serve it with some great garlic bread or breadsticks for dunking and sopping up every little last bit of it. So this is a winner. It's really, really fun, quick and easy, and I think your family will love the pizza soup recipe.
We'll talk about more soup recipes and recipes for chili and stews and other cold weather foods after we check the latest news. Talking with Amy Hanton, who is sharing with us some of her favorite recipes for this time of year. And we're welcoming yours, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
In January, it's so nice, while slipping on the sliding ice, to sip hot chicken soup with rice, sipping once, sipping twice, sipping chicken soup with rice.
We're talking about making soups of all kinds and chilies and stews and other foods that we like to make when it's cold outside. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 6:37 on this Wednesday, January 23rd. We've had a few days now of bitterly cold temperatures around Wisconsin. Many of us are spending a little bit more time indoors trying to keep warm and making soup. Juliet writes on Facebook, I'm getting hungry listening to your program. I'm going to cook us some soup tonight. Well, good. I'm glad that we motivated you, Juliet. How about you? What soup is on your menu for tonight, or chili, or some sort of stew? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and you can also post some of your recipes on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are doing that right now. We have posted a few of Amy Hanton's recipes, as well as her website. I think you can find the Tuscan white bean soup recipe on Facebook. You can find that pizza soup that we just talked about just before the news. You can find the way too easy white chicken chili, which sounds good. And another chili recipe that includes ranch dressing. So what are your questions? What are your favorite soups? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Amy Hanton is our guest. She is author of the Cooking Mom Cookbook, blogger, and host of the lifestyle cooking show Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. Her new cookbook is The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. And tell us a little bit about that. Why the Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories? You're trying to cook up memories, Amy.
I am. I think that, you know, cooking is so much more than just the food. It's all about memories and creating memories. And I just, my grandmother, who just inspired me, was a fantastic cook, passed away a couple of years ago. And that's when I, you know, my husband looked at me and said, you know, you've always wanted to do a cookbook, do it. So I did, and it was called The Cooking Mom. And so I wanted to stick with that theme because I am not a chef. I'm just a real mom in the trenches trying to get dinner on the table. And so when it came to, first of all, signing all my cookbooks, I was trying to figure out what to sign in a cookbook besides your name that really, you know, means something. And, you know, Paula Deen says best dishes, and, you know, Martha Stewart says, you know, it's a good thing. And I thought, you know, what do I want to say? And so I sign in every cookbook, cook up some memories, along with my name. And so I thought that's perfect for my next cookbook. So it's The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. And that's my goal and my mission, is to get people cooking again. I know we're all so busy. Get people around the table, but make some memories with your family and with your loved ones. Share a meal, and it doesn't have to be hard. I can help, really. My recipes are easy breezy. Anybody can do them. And as we've been talking about earlier, I love soup, but soup doesn't have to be an all-day deal. Sometimes you want to make a soup that takes all day if you have the time, you know, on a Sunday. But a lot of days we just don't have that time. So many of my soup recipes can be done in 15, 20 minutes flat.
You know, I just made, as I mentioned in our first half hour, in a 6-quart slow cooker, which is pretty big for me. It's just my husband and I at home. And I made this big, huge vat of vegetable barley soup that I found. Actually, it was a Weight Watchers recipe, because I'm always watching my weight go up. You know what I mean, Amy? And so anyway, I made this soup, and we're gonna enjoy it for lunch today, and maybe again tomorrow. But I think I'm still gonna have leftovers. How can you freeze soup? How long can you keep soup?
Most soups you can absolutely freeze, and I think that is a good thing. Leftovers are a wonderful thing. In fact, I love making a big batch of soup, and as you said, you eat it for dinner one night and take it for lunch a couple times during the week, and then maybe you're souped out. Maybe you've had enough of that soup. So invest in some great freezer containers. They're very, very inexpensive. You can pick them up anywhere. I like to freeze them in individual containers so that on one of those days where you just aren't going to have time to, you know, get lunch, you can just pull it out of the freezer, take it to work, and, you know, heat it up in the microwave. My husband he works right next door to, I promise you, 3 or 4 fast food restaurants. And you know, I try and keep them away from those. So I love to, you know, say, hey, there's some soup in the freezer. Don't be going next door. I know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, leftovers are a great thing. And most soups freeze really, really well, Joy. So when you're had enough of that beef or the bean and vegetable barley soup, definitely freeze it. It'll stay in your freezer for a good 3 months or longer.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll be sure to do that. You know what I like to do with leftover chili after I've had my fill over a day or two is I like to put it on a salad, and it's like a makeshift taco salad.
Yeah, it's great, too. Chili is wonderful on top of baked potatoes. You know, there's lots you can do with it. Yeah.
Saul and Stevens Point emails. He emailed a recipe, and he says, this and some grilled cheese sandwiches should do it. Let's see here. He says the ingredients are 5 tablespoons of margarine or butter, a third of a cup of flour, 4 cups of tomato juice, 1 cup of water, and a quarter cup of sugar. Sounds like he's just making his own tomato soup. Is that what that is?
You know, it does. And there's nothing better in my book than a really ooey gooey grilled cheese sandwich and amazing tomato soup. I have a tomato soup recipe that is, wow, knock your socks off good. And again, it's just a handful of ingredients. It's on my website, the recipe is. It's also in my first cookbook, and it's a tomato bisque, a creamy basil tomato bisque.
Oh, tell us that one, please.
It's so good. Basically, it starts out with canned tomatoes, and you can do crushed, you can do the whole, and then just, you know, puree them in the blender or use one of those immersion blenders. It's got a little bit of sugar in it just to sweeten it up, some Parmesan cheese, quite a bit of dried basil, about a quarter of a cup of dried basil. And it sounds like a lot, but basil is one of those things where it doesn't have a lot of flavor, dried basil, so a little bit more is better. And then the secret ingredient is heavy cream, and quite a bit of heavy cream. So you heat that all together and serve it in bowls with chopped fresh basil on the top, and then again garlic bread for dunking or dipping, and it is out of this world. My tomato basil bisque, everyone goes crazy over it.
Oh, my husband would absolutely adore that. I would too. I would, though, because I am watching calories so much. If I put something other than heavy cream in that, it's just not going to be the same, is it?
Well, you can do milk, or you can do less cream. And I've learned from my chef friends that just a splash of cream toward the very end, you don't need, you can certainly cut back on it, can really take a lot of cream soups to the next level. You don't need a ton of it, but just maybe even a quarter of a cup at the very end, can be absolutely wonderful. But yeah, I know heavy cream isn't the best. It's winter joy. Just work a little more on the treadmill.
That's right. That's right. If you have a nice bowl of that soup, not a whole bunch of cake for dessert, it's going to be just fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey.
I would love that too with the grilled cheese sandwich. That's the memory I have a lot of times. That's that comfort food a lot of us remember from our childhoods, is the is that bowl of tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich. And
I know it.
It'd be perfect. We are talking about some warm foods for cold weather. And we're welcoming your input. What are your favorite soups, especially during this time of year when it's so cold out? Or do you have a chili recipe that your friends rave about? Or maybe it's a stew night for you. What do you like to make when it's cold outside? What are some of your favorites? Do you have any questions about making soups or stews or chilies? Call in and ask Amy Hanton, who is author of The Cooking Mom Cookbook, and her new cookbook is The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. Some scattered light snow showers in far northern Wisconsin. Some light snow in the southwest as well. Scattered flurries possible this afternoon. Highs today, 3 above in far northwest Wisconsin, 2 approaching 20 degrees in far southern Wisconsin. It's going to be clear tonight with lows below zero, 15 below zero in the far northwest to around 7 above in the southeast. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and becoming mostly cloudy, scattered flurries also possible tomorrow. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up next, it's our big question segment. We're going to ask whether or not we should change Wisconsin's mining laws to change the permitting process when it comes to opening up a mine in Wisconsin. That's our big question coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we are talking about our favorite soups and chilies and stews, things that we like to make to warm ourselves up when it's so cold outside. And we're welcoming your favorite recipes and your questions for our guest, Amy Hanton, who is sharing many of her favorite recipes. Amy is the author of the Cooking Mom Cookbooks, and she is also the host of the lifestyle cooking show Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. Jennifer in Madison is with us. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you? What's for dinner tonight?
I've got a recipe for a very simple pumpkin chili.
Pumpkin chili? I've never heard of that. Tell us. Yes.
Yeah, it's just a basic chili recipe. Your ground beef, and I've also made it vegetarian. Also, some chili beans, some sautéed onions, a couple jars of the chili sauce, But then you add in a can of the pure whole canned pumpkin puree, and you mix that in with just a little bit of the pumpkin pie spice and any other seasonings you like. And you could never tell that it's pumpkin that's in there. It just adds a really nice depth of flavor and just adds something for just a different type of a chili.
That's really unique. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I never thought of that, putting pumpkin in chili, Amy. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't, but it sounds delicious, and it sounds like it could be a winner at the chili cook-off. As I mentioned, I think that having a soup party or a chili party is a very fun, inexpensive way to entertain. I love having people over, and it's fun if everybody brings a different dish, or in this case, a different chili, especially for this time of year or for Super Bowl, and that sounds like a good one. I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer. I love that. And I think I mentioned to you in a past program, Amy, that I do make a veggie chili, but I really don't follow a recipe. It's always a little bit different because it depends on what different types of veggies I have around. It's like a kitchen sink chili, but it's mainly, it does start with the base that you had mentioned in our first half hour. There's some canned tomatoes in there with the cumin and the chili powder, but you know, carrots and onions and even green beans, corn, black beans, different types of beans, not just kidney beans. So that's one of our favorite chilies. And then we do the same thing you mentioned, where we'll put toppings on them. Like you can choose even things like cucumber, chopped up cucumber, a black olives, or you know, diced peppers, anything that you want. And it's always a little bit different each time, but always good. We have Roxanne in Madison who says, one of my favorite soup recipes is a chicken taco chili. Put a can of black beans, a can of kidney beans, a can of tomato sauce, some frozen corn, a couple of cans of diced tomatoes with chilies, taco seasoning, cumin, and chili powder into a crock pot with some boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Cook for 6 hours and a half hour before serving. Shred the chicken. It's delicious, and it's a Weight Watchers recipe. Well, thank you, Roxanne. Do you have any others that I can think about for my my slow cooker, Amy?
You know, I love my slow cooker, and we talked about that earlier. We're going to get you using it. Joy just got her first slow cooker,
mm-hmm.
So you go, Joy.
Yeah.
I promise you, you're going to start falling in love with it. Well, you know, this is a recipe that, as again, we've got the Super Bowl coming up. Unfortunately, the Packers aren't going to be in it
right this
year. But this is a chowder recipe that people go nuts over. The New York Times was looking for just the wonderful football game day recipes, and I submitted this recipe, and they actually published it. And
excellent.
It's because it's got everything that, you know, Wisconsin's all about, and we love our football here. So it's my sausage and cheese chowder that you can do in the slow cooker, and it's so easy. Basically, you start out with one of those Link smoked sausages, the pre-cooked sausage,
mm-hmm.
like kielbasa, and you cut that into half-inch slices. Throw that in the slow cooker along with one bag of frozen Southern-style cubed potatoes. So you don't even have to be peeling potatoes. That's another one of my secrets to speeding things along. That's one thing I don't love doing is peeling potatoes and dicing them. So if a soup or a stew calls for potatoes, you can just use frozen diced, hash brown potatoes, just the cube type. So basically one bag of the Southern-style potatoes, a tablespoon of dried minced onion, one can of drained French-style green beans, one box of processed cheese cut in cubes, like Velveeta cheese cut in cubes, 3 to 4 cups of milk, 2 cans of cream of celery soup, a dash of hot sauce, and a splash of beer. You just throw it all in your slow cooker, put it on low, stir it every once in a while. In 2 to 3 hours, it is done. And as I said, people go nuts over this with the sausage and the cheese and that little splash of beer. And I like to serve it with some extra shredded cheese on top. And it's wonderful also with diced green onions on top. Great, again, with some croutons for dunking or dipping. And it is fantastic, my sausage and cheese chowder, that everybody loves it, and you can get that recipe on my website.
Great, and you said the New York Times published that one as a Super Bowl favorite?
They did football. It was, you know, they said, well, it's got cheese, it's got beer, it's got sausage. This is our kind of recipe. So people picked up that recipe and really ran with it. So it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Dolores in Fond du Lac County is with us now. Hi, Dolores.
Hi. I'm just questioning about, I read an article a while back about the proportions that you could use to, you know, to make a soup. I live by myself, and you know, a little of this and a little of that and a little of this and a little of that. And so you don't have so much left over that you're absolutely sick of it by time it's time to finish it up. Either that or you put it in the freezer and forget about it for 5 years.
Oh, and you would, it was so good, Dolores, you're not going to forget about it for 5 years.
Oh, sure. But that's my question.
Well, I'm sorry, so the question is just
The ratios.
Okay.
Are there any ratios that you could use? You know,
I think that... Yeah. People ask me that a lot because my recipes mainly are for a family. I think leftovers are a great thing. And so, you know, most of my soups make a nice batch. Cut them in half. I tell people that all the time. Just cut the recipes in half. And then you're going to have half the amount. And that's just an easy way to do it. And recipes are really a guideline, as you talked about, Joy. You know, go ahead and change it up a little bit. There's so many things that you can, you know, if it's not in season, use something else. So that's my best advice for people who are, you know, single and still want to cook but don't want a huge amount. Just cut it in half.
We lost a call from a listener who wanted to share, I guess, his secret to a perfect beef stew, and I don't know what it is. So maybe you can tell us what you do to make a great beef stew, Amy.
Oh, I love beef stew. I'm married to an Irishman, so we always make a big batch of beef stew around St. Paddy's Day. Beef stew takes its good old time because you're going to use stew meat or chuck roast, and so it's one of those deals that the slow cooker is perfect. So I do an Irish beef stew recipe, and it is on my website. I start with 2 to 3 pounds of beef stew meat, or when chuck roast is on sale, I like to actually get a chuck roast and chunk it up myself. I like the nice big chunks. And then, I like I say, I'm all about shortcuts, so I use an envelope of onion soup mix, just a dry onion soup mix to give it some great flavor instead of the salt. That just it's got the salt in there and it's got some great onion flavor. A little bit of black pepper, a bottle of beer in my Irish beef stew. Just Irish beer is great, but any kind of beer would do. A few dashes of Worcestershire sauce, chunked up onions, 2 onions chunked up, 2 cups of. Again, I'm not a big fan of peeling and dicing carrots, so if I have those peeled baby carrots, the bags of those,
right,
they also look pretty in stew, so you can use a couple cups of that. 4 stalks of celery that are cut in big chunks, a can of diced tomatoes, a large can, 28-ounce can with the juice, a bay leaf, 4 to 6 medium-sized potatoes cut in chunks. I use the red potatoes because then you don't need to even peel them. And then to thicken it, I do 1/3 cup of quick-cooking tapioca. So you mix that all together, throw it in your slow cooker, turn it on low, let it cook low for 8 to 10 hours. You come home after a long day, and you've got the most wonderful Irish beef stew. And that beef just gets tender as all get out, and it's already nice and thickened for you. You don't have to, you know, thicken it because the tapioca binds it together. So it's a wonderful recipe, and again, you can find that recipe on my website, thecookingmom.com.
Well, I am going to be busy with my soup pot and my slow cooker. Jerry on Facebook posted, a big pot of chili. I'm motivated now. Thanks for the program. You're welcome, Jerry. And Amy, thank you so much, too. We have just a minute. Is there... maybe one last idea for something we can make tonight.
You know what? A fun recipe, again, there's a chain Italian restaurant that I fell in love with one of their soups, and I thought, I could make this at home. So it's an Italian sausage and potato soup. Starts out with 1 pound of sweet or hot Italian sausage. Brown that up. 1 packet of dry Italian dressing mix. Chicken stock, chopped kale, 4 cups of, again, use those frozen hash brown potatoes. Simmer that together for 15 minutes, throw in a splash of heavy cream, serve it in bowls with chopped parsley and Parmesan cheese on top, and an Italian sausage potato soup, much like the one at that chain Italian restaurant that you go to, and it is fantastic, delicious.
I know what you're talking about. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy, for having me. Stay warm, everybody, and make some soup.
Yep. Soup's On. Amy Hanton is author of The Cooking Mom Cookbook. Her new cookbook is The Cooking Mom Cooks Up Memories. She's also the host of the lifestyle cooking show Living with Amy on Fox 11 in Green Bay. All those recipes and her website are on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Makes me feel like I